Now, when was the last time you took in some art? Most of us were forced along to major galleries in high school, and for some of us, that was the last time we ever pondered a painting, suffering the trauma of being hauled along in front of these huge paintings that are older than white civilization in Australia, and asked by teachers and curators what we thought about it. Now, don't get me wrong, I appreciate the old masters, but I can understand why maybe people find art intimidating. Well, my friends, you are in luck because March in Sydney is Art Month, and there are a range of activities across the city for you to explore. There are exhibitions in smaller, more intimate galleries, workshops for those wanting to get their hands dirty, panel discussions, and even peek behind the curtain experiences of tours into artists' studios and private collections. Now, Emma O'Neill is the Festival Director for Art Month, and she joins us this morning to have a chat about this vibrant month-long event. Emma, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. Now, in your opinion, why do you feel some people might be a little intimidated by art?
Well, I think that upon looking from the inside, looking from the outside, often it's a white space with a few paintings on the wall, one person behind a desk. But actually, if you go inside, most of those galleries are very warm and they're very happy to answer your questions and answer anything you'd like to know about art.
Yeah. Now, do you need to be a creative person or artist yourself to enjoy?
Well, I think that everyone is creative in their own way.
Yeah. I mean, we were all scribbling and drawing, weren't we,
yes,
when we were
absolutely.
Little? And then
Absolutely. I think that everyone is creative in some way. I think that art can be enjoyed by all. And there is just so many different types of art that appeal to different tastes.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And I think I often tell people, like, art is just storytelling, right? It's storytelling.
Absolutely.
And we're all interested in stories. We all love communication. We were all told stories and read stories when we were growing up and were little kids.
Absolutely. And I think that the thing that's nice about art is that not only is it telling stories, but everyone reads in it a different way. So they all make their own story of what they see.
Oh, yeah, that's a great point. Now, for someone who's considering kind of, I'm going to call them a first-time gallery goer, for someone who's planning to kind of get into Art Month and go check out some of the exhibition, what's your advice for them?
So my advice is to go along to one of our Art at Night or our Art at Afternoon. So those are happening every Friday night through the month. And this is an opportunity. It's a very special time of year where all the galleries in the same neighborhood have their doors open. So you can wander on through, pick up one of our guides from any of the galleries, and follow the trail down to a final party where we've got DJs and performances and video installations. First one up is happening tomorrow in Paddington Woollahra.
Yes, that's. I'm planning to get along to the Friday the 13th night. That's kind of down
fabulous.
King's Cross, Woolloomooloo kind of way.
That'll be a good one.
Yeah,
too.
I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
Emma, for you personally, what piece of art has impacted you and made you want to work in the sector?
Oh, there's just been so many. What piece of art has appealed to me the most?
Or is there an artist that kind of stands out and goes, wow, I completely appreciate or am blown away by the work they do, and that kind of made you want to explore the sector more?
Well, I think that I'm currently at Art Bank, which is where our Saturday afternoon crawl is happening, and I'm looking at two pieces by Mara Willey. She makes incredible bark. And those have long impacted me. They speak to another time and also contemporary time practices that are still happening in the making of nets the Northern Territory.
Okay, and did you say bark as in tree bark?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Incredible.
Okay. So
yes.
Does she paint them or does she, like, what does she do with them?
She paints them. She paints them with nets that are traditionally used to catch fish.
Okay.
And they're really incredible to look at. You can't really explain the impact until you come and see them. So they'll be on display at Art Bank on Saturday from 5 p.m. And to accompany, there'll be a performance by Tina Havelock-Stevens. She'll be playing drums.
Oh, cool. Oh, yeah. Cool. So it's
a combination.
Yeah, that is an amazing combination. And how, I mean, this is a huge event, right? How much planning has gone into it from the kind of back end?
From the back end? So this is the 11th year that Art Month is on. So I suppose you could say that it's 11 years of planning because it's 11 years build up.
Wow.
But in terms of gathering all the galleries and getting them signed on, we've been doing that since early 2019, as soon as the last festival was over.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. And in terms of artists, is it predominantly Australian artists, or are there international artists exhibiting as well?
So there are certainly international artists exhibiting, but our main focus is those local artist studios and those local Sydney artists. We really want to highlight them this year. We do have one artist who's coming from the Philippines. He's coming especially for the Biennale and also to show at Station Gallery, which will be in your precinct, Matt, on East Sydney.
Oh, amazing. Yes. Well, look, Emma, thank you so much for your time this morning. Now, the best place for people to go and kind of find out the schedule of events is that's at the website, which is it artmonth.com.au? Is it?
artmonthsydney.com.au. So
perfect.
You can find all the maps, all the programs, and just pick up one of our hot pink guides at any of the galleries.
Excellent, Emma. Well, good luck. Good luck with the gig that's on tonight or tomorrow night. I think it starts the first
tomorrow
Friday
night.
And
thank you so much.
Have a wonderful month.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye.